Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Happy Saturday to all of you, especially those out there, Lime City Radio in Indiana, because we got some great news for you guys, too. So I see the birthday girl.
Hi, good morning.
Look at that.
Happy
Gabriel
birthday.
Jackson there.
Happy birthday.
Absolutely. Of course, my partner, Forrest, over
hey.
Here.
Hey, morning. Good to be here.
All right. And I'm Sean Roberts, and this is your Weekly Dose Podcast.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us today as we're streaming live to you from Orange County, California. If you are new to your Weekly Dose, this program is all about Camlin Jackson. We might talk a little bit about her past week and maybe have a few laughs along the way.
I think so. There's a lot about her past we're going to find out today.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course, you know, we all talk to things we can... No, that's your line. Huh, that's right. Yeah, because laughing at all the things we experience in everyday life, like right now, the embarrassing things, the silly things, the awkward things, even things that we're afraid to talk about, but damn it, we still do.
Those things that connect us all make us human, and as you know, laughter is the best medicine.
Damn right it is. To all our listeners, old and new, hi, welcome. You know what the hell to do. Be a part of the show. Join the conversation. You know, comment on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
Or go on to Twitter or Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
Say hello to us on Facebook at yourweeklydose.
Or send us an email, yourweeklydose1 at gmail.com.
That's right. Otherwise known as the new snail mail, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's right, guys. We are celebrating Camlin Jackson's birthday today.
Yay. Woo!
She is 30 years old today.
It's her event.
You know, so it's all about her, baby. It's all about her today. But we are going to share a couple of other things. I got some information regarding Los Alamitos, the drama department, and something I want to share with you guys.
Ooh.
Regarding Adam Lambert.
Okay.
So I think you guys are going to love this.
I'm excited.
So, oh, yes. Wait.
What I see. There's a few more lines staring back at me.
Oh, cool.
Bon Jovi's
wrinkles.
Lines. Not yours.
Got it.
Not you.
Right.
John Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm. John's way older than you.
Yeah.
Like 30-some years.
You see Coach T, tell him I've cut my hair.
He was probably my age when this song came out.
He was on tour when this came out.
He was already big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, the New Jersey album came out.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, we're going to be talking about the year 1989.
Don't do the math.
Go ahead, do it. We dare you. But we're going to be talking all about 1989, the biggest movies, the Oscars. We're going to do a game with Camel, too. Camel's name, wondering if she could name that TV theme song from the year that she was born.
Oh, boy.
We're going to do the biggest songs of the year, the biggest Grammys of that year, the song on the day she was born. and the song that her mom and dad went pow chicka wow wow with.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They listened to this show, by the way. So.
All right, mom and dad. Let's yeah. call in and tell us if we were right. That's what I want to know.
This will be memory lane for them too, then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, you can always download past shows for free from our website, yourweeklydose.com, or you can go through iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and please tell the world what you think of us and rate and review the show.
And that's right, guys. And of course, our biggest sponsor is Amazon, and the theme song today was Just Older by Bon Jovi in honor of our birthday girl, because she is not old, she's just older. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because nice she's a lady, damn it. So that's how we do it. You know,
You could have played the Tom Jones song then.
What's new, Pussycat?
She's a lady.
Oh, she's a lady. Oh, yeah. You had done that.
Well, I was listening to you.
Yeah, you were. I don't listen to me at all.
Try it sometime.
I don't want to. So we've got a lot of show going on, guys. But once again, any of the music that we play on our show, you can always go to our website, which is yourweeklydose.com. Click on the Amazon banner and bookmark it and shop to your heart's delight. And even look for any of the music that we play by Bon Jovi or anybody else from 1989. They're still there. They're still alive. I checked. I looked. I know, because I was up to 2 o'clock in the morning putting all this stuff together for our birthday girl, because I love her.
Oh,
she's
yay.
Awesome. Yeah, and that's just the kind of guy that I am anyway.
That's so sweet.
Oh, thank you. All right, guys. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and jump into things and catch up.
I can start because I might say random things because I bumped my head this week.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know what I'll say today.
It might be weird.
I don't know if you're like me, but I have to get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom, and I keep my eyes closed.
Yeah, that's what happens after you turn 40.
Oh, yeah. Deep into my 40s now. But yeah. But I keep my eyes closed to not let my eyes adjust and wake up because I have a hard time going back to sleep. And then, thud, I ran into something and got a big gash in my forehead.
Oh, God.
And I'm not sure what I hit. But
he looks like Frankenstein.
Yeah. So I'm wearing my Bucks beanie today because the Bucks are playing later. And also to cover up my bandage. So
twofer.
Yeah, twofer. Exactly. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
You ran into the wall.
I don't know what. I ran into, like, the door didn't open all the way, and I think I ran into, like, the corner of a door or something.
How fast were you walking?
I wasn't running. I was just.
I know, but.
But I didn't know. You know, if you're walking full speed. Like, just normal speed, but something's
with
there.
With your eyes closed and in the dark.
But, I mean, dude, if that's a pretty big gap,
yeah.
I mean.
It's not big, but it's bad enough that I know that it would have distracted
big old
you guys.
Chipotle thing.
I get distracted pretty easily, so that would have done
and
it.
And if you have a weak stomach, too, you don't want to be
I don't want to see it.
Right?
I don't have a weak stomach.
I don't want to see it.
So there you go.
It doesn't bother me.
Out of respect for you guys.
Okay, then you look.
No.
Okay.
You look. I'm not going to look because I can't.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm the type of where like, Karen will watch, like, the CSI or NCIS, whatever, and they're doing an autopsy. I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm eating dinner?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Really? This is what we're watching?
You're having spaghetti? And then
yeah.
Yeah. You know? Like, Grey's Anatomy? They're getting in there, and I'm, like, eating. I don't even care.
Really?
I love that show.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
God.
I've watched the series 4 times.
See, that's why I watch Friends. That's why I watch Friends when I eat.
And that's like 20 years long.
I know.
That's
so good.
A lot of repeat. Oh, wow.
That's a really nice repeat.
I just kind of have it playing while I'm working.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
You know.
How was your
yeah.
Well, I want to go back to your gash, though,
no,
dude.
Forrest wants to move on.
Yeah, I want to move on. I'm feeling lightheaded here.
I mean, how long have you lived in your house?
20 years.
Yeah.
But you
know
the
door
sometimes have a little...
And you don't know where your bed and the restroom is?
No, we were talking about the house settling, and sometimes the door just sort of drifts on its own a little bit.
Not like 5 feet.
Mm-hmm. Enough. Mm-hmm. Enough that it just sort of drifts a little bit. Hey, you never had an accident in your life?
Oh, I've had plenty of accidents
in my
life.
There we go, then.
I've had accidents at restaurants. I've had it while I'm driving.
Stuff happens, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you think it's a fart, and it ain't, you know? And
that's an accident.
That's a big accident, you know?
So they come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, but I've never ran into a wall.
Well, I've never shat myself. I mean, since being a baby.
It's coming. It's coming, big boy. It's coming. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Well,
it's fun.
You know, to each his own.
Oh, my gosh. My week was very, very busy. And so while we're doing this too, I want to make a little bit of an announcement in the catching up too. We talked, was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago? My son did a competition where his high school went on to what's called the thespian something or whatever competition. And it was the state finals for it. And this was done in Upland. Mm-hmm. So out of all the schools or whatever that competed, you know, and this is, again, the states, all schools from all over California come. And anybody who gets a superior score then gets to go on to nationals. Mm-hmm. So last year, Los Alamitos was able to send six kids to it. You know, of course, we're still recovering from COVID kind of a thing. Well, this year they got more than they bargained for, because now 25 students.
Oh, my gosh.
Got a superior or better, including my son in sound design.
Yay! Nice.
And so he's off to Indiana.
Woohoo! Yeah,
you hear that, Live City Radio? We're coming to you. That's right. So, now we've got to raise the funds for this, and it's about $50,000, which is an awful lot of money. Mm-hmm. But this covers all the logistics, you know, airplane travel, bus travel, and all those things, as well as room and board for the students, because they're going to be done at the University of Indiana, I believe, in Bloomington. So, so that's what all this money is going to go for. So, yours truly said we need a GoFundMe page if we're going to try and get these kids. I mean, that's an awful lot of money, you know. So I started it up, and then I hit every news outlet I could in Southern California.
Okay.
I'm going to hit them again. But ABC pulled through. And thank you to ABC for coming out, responding to us, and sending somebody out to report on this whole thing. It was really great. The kids got interviewed and everything. So we're going to play that real quick for you.
Sure.
And so you know what's going on. Oh, whoops, you know what? I need to plug it in.
Ah, yes.
There we go.
A group of young actors at Los Alamitos High are getting ready for the performance of a lifetime at an acting festival for teenagers, but they're going to need a little bit of help to get there. Eyewitness News reporter Tony Cabrera has their story.
Drama students at Los Alamitos High School have found a lot of happiness, confidence, and passion through being on stage.
Performing has given me one of the best joys that I've never experienced, like a joy that I've never experienced before.
Now that joy has earned them a spot to compete on the national stage, including a piece about a bullying incident that goes viral and how it in turn affects students.
13 of our students are in this anti-bullying show, and this is kind of like the CIF of theater. This is the one big, one school per state gets to go and perform.
It's for the International Thespian Festival in Bloomington, Indiana. Problem is, it's in Indiana, and they don't have the money to cover all the expenses for the trip. The school sent a small group of students last year, but now a lot more have qualified.
This year, the group is much bigger, and add on top of that, the cast of Hashtag Viral, and now all of a sudden I went from having six students go to having 25 students go.
It's very expensive, but it'd be amazing for us to go, because it would be a great opportunity, and I think the money would be well spent.
That's why one of the parents started a GoFundMe page to help them go. While theater in itself helps these kids, they say this competition and workshop takes it to another level.
But the amount of heart and soul that these kids put into their work and what they deserve is huge. And this opportunity is going to be life-changing for all of them.
Being in drama has given me goals and given me something to be passionate about, because before I was in theater, I didn't really have that many goals and didn't know what I wanted to do.
Tony Cabrera, ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
Wow. Well, they need about $50,000. And if you'd like to help, find their GoFundMe. It's called Road to Nationals. And if you have any all good news stories that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear about it. Just tell us about it at ABC 7 All Good News Facebook page.
That's cool.
And there you go, guys.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. That's a great spot.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great spot.
That was a long segment.
I got to say something, though. I was really amazed when ABC got there because I was expecting to see like the ABC News van and a reporter come out, you know, and everything. Somebody I might know or whatever. With a microphone. No, they sent a camera guy out. Nice guy. I didn't get his name, though. They shot all of that with two iPhones.
Oh. Really?
I kid you not.
Very cool.
The iPhone cameras are pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah.
All those interviews,
that
whatever.
Great.
And if you guys go to our Facebook page right now, you will see the video there as well, as well as the link to our GoFundMe page. So if you guys can donate anything, even if it's $5, I mean, it will go towards this.
Road to Nationals.
Road to Nationals is what it's called. The link is there on our Facebook page as well. And so far, as of today, we are at $5,000 right
now. That's amazing.
So, which is great. We got 45 to go.
Yeah.
45 to go. Yeah. But we've got five right now, which is great. So if anybody listening, please donate. I mean, this is for a really, really good cause. But iPhones. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looked great.
The guy had like a little handheld thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was like one iPhone over the other.
Was there a little how about the sound? Was there a microphone
attached? Yeah, he had a microphone or whatever that to go into it. Yeah. You know, he even had like a little boom still to talk to, you know, so they pick up the kids and everything. But I'm like, are you iPhone? Wow. Really?
In a film class that I had last semester, our teacher said for these, we were taking stills of things. Mm-hmm. And he said, you can use an actual camera, or if you have this type of iPhone or better, you can use your iPhone.
Ooh.
It's amazing. I was blown away. Which
people
is
are
why,
making short films with their iPhones.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Which is why when the girl student was being interviewed, I thought they did a close-up on her.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea that you could see me up in the booth with Taylor, our technical director there who teaches the kids, and then also Christine, who is the president of the board and everything, which I'm on with as well. And the three of us were just talking up there and just like going, oh, cool, they're interviewing the kids. Oh, cool. You know, we're talking,
cool,
we're chatting.
That's going on down there.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, they won't get a shot of us. Little did I know, the wide angle. So, yeah. So, but again, please donate, guys. It's going for a great cause, and please help with that. So that was the big thing going on this week overall. So, and then the other big thing is, I guess you noticed or not, but coming up the stairs, I have a new fish tank.
You did mention it. And so when I was walking up, I was like, oh, look.
Yeah.
The new
fish
tank.
So I got some froggies in there.
Oh.
The African dwarf frogs. I got some ghost shrimp in there. And I've got some neon tetras and some baby guppies.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to take a more detailed look on my way out.
Yeah, you'll notice one of the ghost shrimp already died. So, which is okay. So, you know, he's food for the others.
He's food now.
He sacrificed himself.
You eat their roommate?
Yeah, why not? You know,
okay.
You know, because one of them, I think woman's got, she's already got eggs on her.
Oh,
so
more coming?
Yeah, more coming, yeah.
The animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Circle of life.
That's right.
That's it.
Moves us all.
So, yeah. So, birthday girl, how was your week?
Yes, my week was good. It was busy, busy. I had a lot of things for school, for one of my classes going on. So, I had to do like a grant proposal and a treatment for a documentary that I'm not going to actually make in the class, but I had to put those things together. And then we also had, on Thursday night in class, we had we were like pitching Adult Swim on a new show for them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
So we put that together over the last couple of weeks, and then we presented. My professor was just like floored. Like, he loved our presentation. He had no follow-up questions, which he did for all the other groups, so that felt really good. Okay. But he was like, I wish I had a connection to Adult Swim, because I would try to get you guys in. I was like,
cool.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So I might work with some of them, you know, if they're willing to like continue working on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mean to cut you short.
No, that's okay.
But I need you to open up your presents real quick.
Okay.
Because
I got presents.
Yeah.
They'll be put to use.
There's one thing in there that is definitely needs to be put used right now.
Okay.
And then you can continue on what you did this wonderful
talking.
Week. Yeah. So because there's something in there that we need to use. Yeah.
Not so. Tissue paper.
Is it this?
Yes, it is. Look at that.
It's a cup, and it says happy birthday on it, and it has candles. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's a glass. Okay, so hand me that one right now.
Okay.
So, and then go ahead and tell us the rest about your week.
Oh, okay. And then I also, I went to the movies last night and I saw the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was cute. Super nostalgic. Like, if you've ever played a Super Mario Brothers Nintendo game, like, you'll see something that you recognize.
Yeah.
It's just cool. They just, like, implemented it into their real lives, and it's just so cute. Oh, he's making a cocktail or something.
Whoa.
This is exciting.
And that's something that could, you know, several generations are going to relate to Mario, you know, that's the cool thing.
Exactly.
What
yeah.
What are you smelling there?
Okay. So I got a couple of candles. This one's coconut lime.
Oh.
It smells delicious.
Coconut lime.
And this one is sun-ripened berry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that also smells good. I'm going to have to go with the coconut lime being my favorite. And then there's an eye mask to, like, wear to bed, and it says Nap Queen.
Oh.
Because I remember you say you like to take naps.
I love taking naps.
So I saw that. I'm like, I got to get that word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't walk around with that on, okay?
Or go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Take
word
it off.
From the wise.
Take it off before going to the
yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, it was a really good week. It was busy, but it was fun. Last night was like the celebration of my birthday with my wife and I, because next week we're just like booked.
Back
and my birthday, my actual birthday is on Tuesday, and she has class and something's on Monday. We're going to an Angels game on Wednesday. I don't really care, but I just think that like the games are fun to go to.
Yeah,
live.
Yeah. Do you go often?
I try to go to a couple games every summer, but I got an email and they were like $5 tickets, and it was the day right after my birthday, and I was like, oh, we can just make it a birthday thing.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah,
that's
it'll
cool.
just be the two of us. After I get off work, we'll head to Orange County. So,
and Angels is more I like that pace of the game. Dodgers battling traffic and a little more of a party, and Angels is chill.
He
all
made right. me a drink.
Yeah.
What am I having?
You are having a homemade margarita.
Okay.
All right. Made with what is it made with? Oh, it's the Fresca sparkling soda water.
Fresca.
The grapefruit citrus one.
Love Fresca.
Okay. Because you know I love grapefruit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. See?
Uh-huh.
Like I listen.
It's like you guys are listening when I
do
talk.
Listen. I do listen.
What?
Because I love
men
you.
Men who listen?
I know. This is new.
And so Fresca and then the agave syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Triple sec.
Mm-hmm.
And then because it's your birthday, I only use this on birthday occasions.
Mm.
This is my favorite tequila, which is Cabo Wabo, which is Sammy Hagar's tequila.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yes, it
this
is.
This is like just like the perfect amount of sweet for me.
Good.
Mm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So drink up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will do.
And you're going to be late getting back home. So. So if you want to kill this bottle, you can.
Oh, boy.
Because I've got two other bottles, so don't worry.
Do you? Yeah. Okay.
She can drink 55?
Yes, absolutely.
That's my Sammy Hagar reference for the day. That's it.
So, yeah. So you're drinking. So
nice.
Okay.
All right. So I got, okay. Are we all caught up with you?
I am done.
Okay.
Caught up.
I've got to show this to you guys.
Okay.
I was watching it last night, and I thought this, every once in a while, you see something that is just really, really cool. So I wanted to share this with you. Have you guys been watching That's My Jam with Jimmy Fallon?
I've been watching like clips that come up on like my Facebook feed. So I haven't watched full episodes.
If you haven't seen this, it is so good.
It's so good. It's so fun.
Yeah. You haven't. Have you
since
watched
you mentioned it? It's been like on my mind to watch.
To watch it.
Yeah.
Dude, you
it's
have
on
to
my
watch
like
it.
To-do list. Yeah.
You got
to
watch it, partner.
Yeah.
What it is that Jimmy Fallon. This is the best game show ever.
Mm.
It's all about singing. Okay. And it's a lot of the stuff that Jimmy Fallon may do like on the Tonight Show,
sure.
kind of a thing.
Sure.
But he turned it into like an hour long game show.
Cool.
They do it for charity.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get two singers and two actors and then pair them up. So
uh-huh.
one actor, one singer kind of thing. And so, and then they just compete against each other. The points are outrageous kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever really wins the last one, the last major game, is normally the winner kind of a thing. So, I mean, somebody can be, like, behind by, like, 3,000 points or, 300 points or whatever.
Sure.
And you win the last one, and holy crap, you just won the game.
Yeah.
So the recent episode is with Adam Lambert. So I'm going to play it from the beginning of this one. And it's where it's a roulette thing where it's kind of like a slot machine, and so the thing spins around or whatever and then picks what you have to do. So Jimmy Fallon will kind of explain it a little bit here. So, but I wanted to play this for you guys because I just thought what he did was freaking awesome.
Hold the mic and let's see what you get. This is my karaoke wheel of musical impressions, okay? For this one, you'll get an artist and then you have to sing a song while doing an impression of them. Let's see what you get here.
So I think spinning around again.
The Muffin Man by Cher.
So now he has to sing the song The Muffin Man by Cher and do it as Cher. This is awesome.
Do you have a Cher in you? Do you have... Oh, yeah. Very nice. Yeah. That's good.
His hair.
Does a Cher impression, yeah.
Tram Band.
Like Jack.
Can you give us something with a Cher feel?
That type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Yes.
This is phenomenal, guys.
Muffin Man, Muffin Man, Muffin Man, Man, Muffin Man.
Aha.
Do you know the Muffin Man? Oh, do you know the Muffin Man? Oh, do you know the Muffin Man?
Yes.
Oh, do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man, the Muffin Man that lives on Drury Lane. Oh,
to the tune of
I believe.
I believe.
Or believe.
Do you?
Do you believe?
That's it.
Yeah.
Love,
wow. Love.
Oh my God, that was just. I heard that. I could not believe it. I'm like, that is just so damn good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like you said, it just shows Adam's
range
and absolutely. His talent. You know, and from my understanding too, he's supposed to go back out on tour with Queen.
Yeah, he had been doing that. I mean, when you're asked to fill in for Freddie Mercury, you've got talent. You've got...
Yeah. I remember hearing the first time with interviews, the first time that he went out with them, he couldn't believe that, because he wanted to try and do everything in the original key. And there were some notes that he couldn't hit because he was surprised. He goes, wait, Freddie hits these notes?
Mm.
Yeah. They go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he hit them every night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like night after night, show after show.
Like a one of a kind.
He was surprised.
Amazing.
Do you remember in the movie he said there was a line where he said because of the shape of his teeth, he was able to reach.
Well, yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'm saying like that was
in the movie
attributed to his range.
Like, right. Yeah. Yeah. Because his overbite or whatever gave him a larger mouth in essence. So it.
Wow.
You know, so he can hit certain notes or whatever. I mean, and you listen to Freddie Mercury and the things that he did do as a singer for that band.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, he didn't write everything.
Mm.
You know, everybody wrote in that band. Yeah. So, and that was the nice thing about it.
Yeah.
So, but he would go, okay, you know, so how does it go? And, you know, kind of a thing. And then he just took it. You know, to that direction, or what have you.
Yeah.
So, but
amazing.
Matter of fact, Bohemian Rhapsody was on the other night on cable too. I started to watch it again. I'm like, oh, it's so good.
Did they have George Michael sing at a certain period of time for Freddie Mercury?
No, but they had Paul Rogers though.
Paul Rogers from
Bad Company.
Bad Company, yeah.
Yeah, because they had been friends for many, many years.
Yeah.
Also,
nice.
And then Adam then came in and did, and then filled in and took over for Paul.
Talented dude.
So yeah, I mean, for him to do something like that.
And I love that they have a sense of humor about it too. Like they're not.
I love
so
the fact
seriously.
That he was cracking
right,
himself up.
Right, right.
This is fun.
They knew it was fun. Yeah.
So, but if you guys haven't watched it, that's my jam. I think this is the best thing Jimmy Fallon has ever done in his career. It is so good. It's fun.
It is.
It's just,
and you're like seeing talent from people who you didn't know could like sing. before too. Like,
or who Kiki, can
like
sing.
Kiki Palmer, I didn't realize that she had such a good voice, and she performed on It's My Jam a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she did great.
Yeah.
I was so impressed. I'm like, sorry if she already had like a singing career or something that I just missed, but like it was great. I think it was the first time I've ever heard her sing like that.
Well, speaking of singers, Forrest and I, and was the reason why I asked you last night about your middle name, because I couldn't remember going. I think because for some reason certain celebrities had trouble saying your name. I don't know why. So they go Cameron? No, Camlin.
That's been my whole life.
So that's why I said, do you have a million? Just make it easy. So I reached out late last night and said, guys, this is what it is. So the first person we got, which is an old friend of ours here on the program, and it actually goes with your middle name. Oh. And so here is your first birthday message.
Stop it. I can see the name. I know it's
not. Oh, why isn't it playing? Why isn't it playing?
So funny.
Oh, here we go. It's playing, but there's no sound. Okay, here we go.
Today, we're here at your party where we've secretly replaced your birthday cake with Donny Osmond.
Old friend of the program.
Happy birthday, Marie. This one's for you.
Marie, it's your birthday. It's time to celebrate and sing about who you are. Your birthday.
Donny Osmond.
It's time to sing and shout. Come on. It's what you gotta do.
Bring it down.
Add another candle. Another year, it's true. About 34 years.
Oh my gosh.
Show us good on you. Marie. It's your birthday. Let's all dance and sing and shout your name. Oh, Marie. It's your birthday.
Unwrap Donnie for your birthday.
Yeah, there you go. So Donnie sent that.
Oh, and, well, that's just so sweet. I love Donnie Osmond.
He's awesome.
Like, I saw him and Marie perform in Vegas one time.
Oh, they're good.
Or no, here. Where did I see them? I don't know, but it was like their Christmas special. And it was amazing. Uh-huh.
Are you still drinking?
Yeah.
Okay, good, please. Yeah, because I need to empty this bottle over here. So I also called out to another friend of mine that she's owed me a couple of favors, you know.
Okay.
And I love her. She's sweet. She's blonde, which I like blondes, you know. So anyway, she wanted to send this one to you.
Because you know I'm all about that cake, so yummy. I'm all about that cake in your tummy. I'm all about that cake, so yummy. I'm all about that cake. Happy birthday, Marie. Here's what we about to do. We about to bake a cake and make it just for you. We'll make it big and gorgeous. Your jaw will drop just like you. It's gonna be perfect from the bottom to the top. Cause it's your day to get crazy. Come on and celebrate. Ask you out, don't be shy, baby. Go ahead and shake a cake. Cause you know.
So neither of them could pronounce Camlin.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's so odd.
It's just, yeah. I don't know what it was.
Not
or
even with practice. They
kept getting it. Is it with a C or a K? I'm like, just say it. You know, they couldn't.
Wow.
They couldn't do it. So,
Do you give like a fake name at places just to make it easy? I'll do that because I want to avoid Forrest jokes all the time and Forrest Gump.
Sure.
BS. Do you just give? Do you have an alias that you give Starbucks?
I usually give my wife's name.
Oh,
yeah. Hers is really easy. So
yeah, it just makes it simpler.
Yeah,
yeah.
What do you
give Forrest?
I'll give him one of my son's names.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then it's just over with. You know, they before I thought, really? That's your name? That's your first name? Like they've never heard. it before in any
I've
of the
gone,
context.
Like, I've gone by a Cammy a lot in different settings as well. And so I'll introduce myself like that. And people will go, Tammy? And I'm like, it's like Tammy, but with a K. Mm-hmm. And so that seems to help people along. But
that's good.
Yeah.
Or it's and like now I'm just like, it's Cam. Cam. Just Cam.
That's
like,
simple.
C, K, they sound the same. Yeah. It's like, I don't, it doesn't mean, you know.
So, well, they had trouble, but we were able to get them with your middle name.
Well, I love
it.
It was thank, nice of them. I thank them very much for sending those.
Who's that? Megan?
Megan Trainor.
Megan Trainor.
Yeah.
I have such a crush on her.
Yeah?
She's so cute.
She is.
Yeah.
She is just so cute.
Have you seen her son?
No.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Look at pictures. He is adorable. He's just like super like pale skin, bright red hair, and he wears glasses and they're like thick rimmed, like round glasses that like hold onto the back of his head. I think he's like three or something. Uh-huh. Oh my, he is just adorable.
Wow.
He's so cute.
Well, we now need to go back in time a little bit here.
Okay.
So are you ready?
But only a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
So have a, like, have another sip.
It's a short visit. It's a short
trip. Not
that long ago.
Yeah. Just have a little sip there.
Okay.
And as you're sipping, we're traveling back in time. So you were born on Tuesday.
I was born on a Tuesday.
April 25th.
And my birthday this year is on a Tuesday.
Ooh, yeah.
Back to you.
So exactly. Thank you. Segue. 1989.
That's right.
Let's see. I just turned 19 years old.
Oh.
Forrest, how old were you?
14.
14. Wow. And let's see. Now, other celebrities that share your birthday. I don't know if you know this or not.
Mm.
The great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, lovely.
Actually, he played his last game on that day. So, wait, I'm sorry.
That year, I think.
That year. He played his last game. So, this is the news, some news highlights. Mm. Nolan Ryan, the great pitcher.
Angel.
Yeah. He blows a no-hitter in the ninth inning.
Oh, and he had a lot of them.
Yeah, he did. let's see.
Okay.
of course, we had the students striking in Beijing in China.
Mm.
I remember that very well. Let's see. Massachusetts, you would adore this, I think, especially when you turned five. But Massachusetts declares that your birthday was New Kids on the Block Day.
Oh.
So,
the right stuff.
Yeah. let's see. Mike Tyson got a speeding ticket for drag racing in Albany, New York. Different kind of drag. Let's see here. And then also, mandatory seatbelt laws go into effect in Italy.
Not here.
And I remember this very well also, though, but Iran protests the sale of Satanic Verses by author Salman Rushdie.
Mm.
That was huge.
Mm.
And he's been on the go ever since. And then recently he was attacked.
That's right.
Also,
at
yeah.
At a book signing or something.
Yeah, at a book signing. Yeah, yeah. But here we go. People who were born on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Singer Bjorn Ulvaeus from ABBA.
Okay.
Okay.
ABBA fan.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
Sorry. All right. Like I couldn't understand what you said.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Mm.
Okay, great singer. You have no idea, do you?
No, I do know who, she is. Yes.
Okay. Albert King.
No.
Okay. Mississippi blues guitar singer. Let's see. Hopefully you'll recognize these two people.
Okay.
Al Pacino.
Yes, I do.
Okay. He was born on your birthday.
Oh, interesting.
Talia Shire also shares your birthday.
I'm not sure I know who that is.
Adrian from Rocky.
Adrian.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then also she was in The Godfather.
Okay.
You know, because she played Michael's sister or the only daughter, you know, in the family. And then also one of my favorite actors, Hank Azaria.
Oh, yay!
Is, is shares your
and
birthday.
And then I geek her, sir. It's one of my favorite lines of his.
From where?
It's, he was Bartok in Anastasia.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
the little bat?
Oh, but that's right, the little bat. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I geek her, sir.
And then I geek her, sir. So good. I loved him in, the one with Ben Stiller. Night at the Museum, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So good.
Yes. And probably one of my favorite things that he's ever been in is The Birdcage.
I was going to say.
The
servant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With his little shorts. Oh, he's so cute. Yes.
Oh, what'd you think I am? I was like, okay, you know. Yeah. Oh, my God. He was so good in that.
So I'm going to watch it today.
Everybody was so good in that.
Oh,
everybody was.
It's such a good movie.
It's a great film.
Yeah.
It was a great film.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, let's see, Renee Zellweger.
Oh, really?
Yep. Shares your birthday. And then Sarah Paxton also shares your birthday.
Oh.
So there are some celebrities there.
Wow.
Forbes is going to go over the 1989 prices now.
For wow, me. What things cost.
Oh, boy.
1989.
This will tell you something.
Bob Barker here. Bread was 67
cents. Oh, wait. If you're going to say the whole Bob Barker thing, wait a minute then.
All right. Don't forget to spay and neuter your pet. All right, got that out of my system. Bread, as I said, was 67 cents a loaf.
Wow.
What's it up to, $4 or $5 now?
Yep.
I still get it for just over two at Food for Less.
I have to buy gluten-free bread, so it's like $6.
I fight the old ladies at the back shelf of the clearance, the day
old bread.
Throw an elbow at them and get it for $1. Milk, $2.14 a gallon.
Oh, I have to buy lactate milk, so it's like $5.
These are not Whole Foods prices here, I tell you that much. Eggs for a dozen. Oh, what are you paying these days for eggs?
Oh, gosh, I get them at Costco, actually, so I feel like it's a relatively good price.
Mine's like three something.
It's like, okay. It's like six, but I like for a 24-pack or something that. So
three, You
know,
$1.43 for a dozen.
Wow.
What would a car cost you back then? About $14,000. Gas and was just over a buck, $1.06.
God.
That's crazy.
That was around the time it went over $1.
And everybody went nuts that it was over $1.
Right?
I bet, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. A house would run you about $148,000.
Wow.
And that was probably like a decent, probably home, right?
Yep.
A stamp, when we used to send letters to people, was a quarter before this forever stamp nonsense came in. Average income, $41,000. I don't know if that's changed much. Well, we'll see.
I really don't think it has gone up that much.
That's scary.
And this, that's right. Minimum wage was $3.35 an hour. My first job was $4.25 an hour. So
I don't remember what but I'm sure it was probably around that. Though.
My first job was $7.25 an hour.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Jeez,
And the Dow had an average of 2,753. Whatever that means.
I do not know.
The Dow.
Yeah. Dow Jones.
Dow.
We're going to go over some of the top songs later on, as well as the stuff on TV and the Oscars and stuff like that. So, hot new toys that came out in 1989.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Really?
Believe it or not, I thought this is cool. Jenga.
Yeah.
Came out in 1989. What a great drinking game that is.
Would you write on the
oh, absolutely.
Take three drinks.
Oh, yeah. Take three drinks. Remove one article of clothing. Exchange an article of clothing with somebody. Oh, yes. We've had those
games.
How
fun.
Yeah. By the way, where's my drinking game right now?
Where's your Jenga game?
We're drinking right now. Let's see. Game Boy. You're talking about Mario?
Yeah.
Game Boy came out in 1989. And also, it says Nintendo Game Boy, but I guess they're two different things. I don't know. Here's one of my favorites, though. The Super Soaker came out in 1989.
Yeah, that was big.
Yeah. And when I used to rob the train at Knott's Berry Farm during the summer, we would use the Super Soakers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we'd come out and go, okay, here's our impression of Bigfoot Rapids. And squirt everybody down.
Yeah.
Because it was so hot. So.
Oh, cool.
Here's something. Polly Pockets came out in 1989.
Oh, my gosh. I freaking love Polly Pocket.
Okay. And then I remember.
I don't know. I know what a Hot Pocket is, but
it's
not
like,
a,
it was
you know
like,
what a Polly Pocket
I had like this little thing. It was like handheld size, and you open. It looked like a seashell, and the one that I had. And you opened it up, and they were just like pocket size
dolls.
Little dolls named Polly. And they were like, mine were like Little Mermaids because it was like a seashell. But yeah, you just like. Yeah. Just had like little things.
Rings a bell.
Fold it up and put it in your pocket, in Polly Pockets.
Never had one.
See? Well, you're a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, thank God. Okay. Let's see what else. Again, this was, I love this one. My first Sony CD player.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. CDs were.
You know,
merging.
So you could have a regular CD player, which would run you maybe about $200. But then you can buy for your kid my first Sony.
Wow.
CD player, which ran about $190.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy.
Yeah.
Which is a lot at that time.
And then also Sega Genesis came out.
I had that.
That year? Yeah. Well, that cost your parents $190. Yeah.
It was a combo gift for me and my brother. This is for both of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, those are always good
gifts. Yeah. All right.
Those
fine.
Are good gifts. Yeah.
I'll share this.
No option okay. but to
you
share.
By the way, you look thirsty right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
You look very thirsty. Yes, please. Thank you. All right. So that's pretty much. And then, of course, President George Bush was the president that year, and Dan Quayle was the vice president.
So J. Danforth Quayle.
J. Danforth.
To you. That guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. All over Murphy Brown for different reasons.
Mm.
So. There we go. All right. So because it's your birthday, we want to do something a little bit special, too, for what's trending.
Okay.
So since we're already still back in time right now,
uh-huh.
you know, we're going to do what's trending with Kamala Jackson. But, of course, it's the 1989 version. Ironically, the music is still the same.
Fits.
I was going to say, I think it fits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, just pulling it up. Sorry, I was not prepared. Okay, so you kind of stole some of the things that I had on my list, but I do have a few other things. My favorite Disney movie came out in 1989.
Okay.
Do you guys know what movie it is?
Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid! Yes! And so I'm, like, super excited for the live-action version. The television show Seinfeld premiered.
Mm.
Love that show.
Yep.
My wife's never seen it, and so
really?
We're actually watching it right now. We're in I think we just started season 5.
Does
so
she
she's
like
almost
it?
Oh yeah, she's loving
so
it.
So good.
Kramer is her favorite character. Like she just every time he walks in the door, you know the audience claps.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
she's clapping every time.
That's
she's
funny.
Like woo! Every yeah. time he walks
wow.
in the door.
I used to get loud Norm. Yeah, when we used to watch Cheers.
Yeah.
Yes. Tim Burton's Batman was the highest grossing film of 1989.
Yes, it was.
And that's it. You guys said everything else.
Nothing else happened.
Oh, I think that the Berlin Wall came down.
Oh, hey.
So.
Oh, I just saw a chunk of that by Alvera Street the other day.
Oh, really?
They have a chunk of the Berlin Wall over.
Oh,
there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Well, that is their trend. The 1989 version.
There you
so
go.
There you go.
Just like an extended version of what you guys
yeah.
did.
Well, we've got a couple of more birthday messages for you.
Okay.
From celebrities
that we
reached out to for celebrity, you know, from these celebrity friends of ours and everything.
For Kamala Marie.
So, yeah. And so I figured I reached out to her once before. She's such a nice lady.
Mm.
I got to know her through another friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you go to her park,
mm-hmm.
it is phenomenal there.
Okay.
You know, but the woman herself, you know, she's incredible.
Okay.
And she just got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and was like, I don't even have a rock
album. I know
what this is too now.
You know, so here we go.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute.
Days go by faster and faster. The calendar turns another year past you. It's a special day for you to shine.
Marie.
Bring your wishes. Candles on a cake that's just delicious. It's all for you today, 'cause it's birthday time. That's right, Marie. This one's for you. 'Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, so Dolly was able to send that over for us.
Love it.
I hope Weird Al comes up and wishes you happy birthday. I feel like Weird Al would fit well in this.
Oh, you do?
In these songs. I do.
I think so, too. Oh, my
Holy
gosh. It was next on his list.
Considering that we know Bermuda Schwartz is drummer, so
wow.
yeah.
Wow.
Listen, I know you're super busy. You got a lot going on. I really hate to bother you, but, well, there's something I've been meaning to tell you, and I'm afraid it just can't wait any longer.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marie. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, boy.
Hey, it's your birthday. Gotta be your birthday. You know what I was told today? 34 years old. Oh, yeah. Hey.
Yay!
Weird Al.
There you go. Yeah, so, you know, Weird Al sent that for us.
Loved it.
Yeah, you can thank Marina Schwartz for sending that.
You got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, because they're...
shout out.
Just wrapped up a little bit of a tour recently, too, so he was very busy. So,
well, I'm glad that he was able to put the time aside.
Yeah, absolutely. To make a video, even.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
He put a lot into the production
value.
Yeah,
a lot of production value there.
So let's go ahead real quick and go over, and you kind of hit one of them, though, but the biggest movies.
The biggest movies,
of 1989, who grossed the most. Yeah.
This is by gross.
Yeah.
So working down here. And, you know, let me know if you've seen these, Kamlyn.
Mm-hmm.
At number 20, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas staple every year.
Mm-hmm. Seinfeld alum, Julia is the neighbor there.
Oh, that's right.
Elaine.
Yes.
Number 19, Harlem Nights.
Great film with Eddie Murphy.
Richard Pryor.
Oh, I have
not. A lot of talent in that movie. Yeah. Number 18, James Cameron, The Abyss.
Yeah, one of his first films kind of a thing, you know, coming out of that.
Yeah, like after Terminator, but before all the other ones. Yeah, The Abyss is very good.
Yeah.
17, Stephen King's Pet Cemetery.
I have not. I don't.
And I won't see it either.
Yeah, yeah. They remade that, too, for some reason. 16, Sea of Love. I think that's Al Pacino.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that one.
Crime or, drama. 15, Twins.
Oh, yeah, with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Arnold, right? Yeah.
Yep. It looks like I'm looking in the mirror.
Yep. Yep. Here's some cookies. Now I'm going to toss them. Or I can't wait to toss them. He said, yeah. 14, Tearjerker, Field of Dreams.
Oh, great film.
Great film.
Build it and they will come.
If you build it. Yep.
Yeah.
Great baseball.
Yes, I have seen that.
And it's now a tourist attraction in Iowa.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
And, the Major League Baseball actually built another field next to the actual field.
Oh.
To where once a year now they actually play ball there.
That's right.
Cool.
So
it's cool.
Yeah.
That's right. Number 13, John Hughes, Uncle Buck.
Oh, great film. John Candy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, Macaulay Culkin was in it.
Okay.
Before he put him in Home Alone.
Who are you? I'm your Uncle Buck.
great movie. 12, Turner and Hooch.
With Tom Hanks.
Little dog sidekick comedy.
Tom Hanks. Yeah?
I haven't seen it, but I know I'm familiar with the film.
Number 11, When Harry Met Sally.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan.
1 year. All these in one
I'll have what she's having.
Yes.
Right? And we're not even in the top 10 because top 10, Back to the Future Part 2.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Oof. Number 9, Parenthood.
Great film by Ron Howard.
Yeah, they turned into a TV show a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen either of those.
Very good drama.
I am familiar.
Well, you were born in 1989. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, this is more for us.
They might have been on while you were just like in the crib.
That's true.
Yeah. Robin Williams maybe reference again. Number 8, Dead Poets Society.
Great film. Yeah.
I love Dead Poets Society.
Number 7, another sequel this year, big sequel, Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wow. Wow, that came out in 89?
That's what it says, number 7.
Okay.
Number 7 on the list. Number 6, The Baby's Talking. Look Who's Talking.
It's
Bruce Willis and John Travolta. Look Who's Talking.
And Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley.
That's
wow.
Right.
You know what that means? Lunch.
No, that's right. I remember that. Number 5, Disney's highest grossing one of the year, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, yeah, with Rick Moranis.
Yes, sir. Number 4, Rain Man.
Yeah. That's what it was. That's what it was.
MGM. Uh-huh. Number three, not the highest sequel, but one of the highest sequels on the list, Lethal Weapon 2.
That was funny. That was
number three. Was that when Joe Pesci joined them?
Yeah.
Now the highest. The highest ranking sequel is number two, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
That completed the trilogy at that time.
At that time, yeah. And number one, I think you've said it. We've said it already. Which one was it, Camlin? Batman.
There you go. No, that's the 66 one. Don't mix the two up. Don't mix the two up.
To me, Batman's.
Don't mix the two up.
They weren't in tights running around? Those skin tights? Though?
Rubber suit.
So those are your top grossing movies of 1989. Great year for movies.
Yeah, great year. I mean, there were so many good films that came out. I think you also have the... Actually, let me do the Grammys.
Do it.
First. Let's see here. So the grunge revolution was just about to hit the music world and explode. But the 33rd annual Grammy Awards were about more than just Teen Spirit that year. Quincy Jones took home Album of the Year for his blockbuster Back on the Block. Mm-hmm. Roy Orbison, though, won the Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Performance for Male because he re-recorded his classic Oh Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow. He didn't do it the first time, but he re-recorded it and then takes home the Grammy.
Wow.
Holy cow. At the same time, of course, a younger artist had breakouts, including Mariah Carey, who won for Best New Artist for the Grammys, Best Pop Vocal Performance Female for Vision of Love, and then Living Color took home the Grammy for Best Hard Rock Performance for Time's Up. Loved Living Color. Great.
Cult of personality.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Great band. Then there's the man who had 10 nominations for the night, including the big award record of the year, which was Phil Collins for Another Day in Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The Lifetime Achievement Award tribute included Tracy Chapman playing Imagine on the piano and Aerosmith rocking up with Come Together to honor John Lennon that year.
Mm.
Richard Gere, who introduced it, explained that Lennon was being honored for redefining the subject matter and musical content of popular music and for his extraordinary ability as a musician, singer, songwriter, philosopher, communicator, and activist for peace, love, and understanding, and I might say total nonviolence.
Mm.
Yoko Ono accepted the award and spoke to the moment. Pray for the safety and health of this beautiful planet, she said. John Lennon would have liked that.
Mm.
And accepting the Song of the Year Grammy for Spiritually Minded From a Distance, which Bette Midler made a smash hit. The songwriter Julie Gold made another memorable plea to the soldiers everywhere. We pray for your speedy return. We pray for peace on earth. Because that was the first Gulf War going on at the time.
Yeah.
So, God, I was so afraid of being drafted, too, when that was going on.
When it first,
because there was talk about there the was draft.
That's right.
About the draft coming back.
Yeah.
So, of course, the most eloquent words of the night actually came from Jack Nicholson, who introduced Bob Dylan's performance of Master of War and presented him with the Lifetime Achievement Award of the man he lovingly called Uncle Bobby. Nicholson said that, quote, he's been called everything from the voice of his generation to the consensus of the world. He rejects both titles and others that tried to categorize him or analyze him. He opened the doors of pop music wider than anybody else, yet returned time and time again to the simplicity of basic chords and emotions to express himself. He's been and still is a distributor of peace in his own well as ours. So, big year for the Grammys, too.
Yeah, sounds like it.
For music.
Yeah. Very cool.
And several of the songs are political in nature, like Tracy Chapman and Living Color. And the Phil Collins song, I think, was about homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of
serious topics.
You had
so many things going on, you know, 88, 89, 90, you know. We're leaving one decade behind and going into a new decade. And like most times, you know, you have that overlap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like from the 60s going into the 70s, mm-hmm. the 70s going into the 80s, you know, as one phase,
true,
you know, kind of dies out, another thing picks up or whatever, and then all of a sudden there's a massive shift you know, through the decade.
Because some of my younger students will be like, oh, I love the 90s. I love the 90s. And to me, the 90s didn't really kick in until, like, you know, 92, 93. Mm-hmm. You know, like what you're saying. There still felt like the 80s a little bit for a little while.
Yeah. 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 The transition. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you still have that overflow. So, all right. And then you've got also the Oscars, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, so these are the winners of the Oscars that year. Maybe some of the, not necessarily the highest grossing films.
Right.
So
now, and we have to keep in mind too that this was actually 1990 Oscars for the films in 89.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to keep that in mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and in fact, I don't know if I named if any of the top grossing ones are on here, so that'll be interesting. For instance, My Left Foot went the best actor in a leading role went to Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. Okay.
I love the sequel though.
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
All right, just do it.
My right spleen.
Oh jeez. Lesser known.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not awarded.
It was an independent film.
Not much awards for that one.
It was an independent film.
Best supporting actor. I remember seeing this in the theater. It was so moving. Glory. Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah. Matthew Broderick was also in that.
Matthew Broderick. Yeah. Carrie Elwes. Denzel Washington took home best supporting actor. Mm. Best actress in a leading role. Jessica Tandy for Driving Miss Daisy.
Wow.
Best actress in a supporting role. Brenda Fricker. My Left Foot.
She wasn't in the sequel, though.
Not in the sequel, no. It was just a spleen for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Best director, Oliver Stone.
Let me guess. That year had to be Tom Cruise, Born on the 4th of July.
Correct, sir.
Nice.
Born on the 4th of July, yeah.
That was good. I think he was nominated for that, too.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
I believe he was, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Best art direction did go to a top grossing movie, the top grossing movie of the year. Batman!
Yay!
And that deserved it. The art was excellent in that. Best cinematography went to Glory, Freddie Francis, for all those amazing battle scenes.
You look thirsty still.
I have to drive.
Don't drink water. I've got six other cans water. Over here.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to drink that much. I'm going to sip. I'm going to enjoy my beverage.
You need to hear that your favorite here got two Oscars, Kamlyn. Best music, original score.
The Little Mermaid.
What's your favorite track off that soundtrack?
Part of Your World.
Part of Your World?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it? Oh, it just got best music, right?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. I was like, wait, was it specific?
But no, the best original song for The Little Mermaid went to... Not Part of Your World, but...
Under the Sea?
Under the Sea.
Mm. Under the Sea.
Alan Menken, Howard Ashman, who I believe did a lot of those movies at that time, right? And overall, the Best Picture winner, do we know what it went to? It went to one of the previously mentioned awards.
I don't think it was Glory.
You're my best friend.
Oh, no, really?
It went to Driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So Driving Miss Daisy, and I don't know, I would have to look it up, but Morgan Freeman was in both that and Glory.
And Glory, yeah.
And I wonder if he was nominated for both, but he lost to Denzel either way.
Either way, yeah.
But Denzel was great. They were all great. They were all great.
They were all wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful just to be nominated.
It is.
So.
Not that I would know.
All right, so now we're going to play a game with Kamlyn. And asking her if if she can name these TV theme songs.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Now, each of these came out the year you were born.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the first one.
Okay. Say by the bell.
Ooh.
Come on.
All you needed was the bell.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wow, that one came out that early.
89.
Yeah, because it was, what was the show before Saved by the Bell with the teacher? Oh, man, I just...
They renamed it.
They
rebranded
so
it.
So that show was out before 89, but Saved by the Bell started 89.
Wow, historian here. Sick Robinson.
Head of the class?
No, the first season was about the teacher.
Miss Bliss. Something about Miss Bliss.
And then they were like, no, let's make it about the kids instead.
Yeah.
What was her name? She played in the original.
Jam. We once saw Kelly Kapowski at the mall.
Cool.
That was sad. That's it.
Is that the original Parent Trap?
Not Haley Mills.
Yes.
Was it Haley Mills?
Haley Mills played the teacher in that.
Bliss?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Good Morning, Miss Bliss. That's what it was called. Okay. The show before Saved by the Bell. Well, I needed the music to stop.
And then it turned
it's too loud in my
head. Wow. All right. Okay. Miss.
All
I need
one.
Is the bell. All right.
Okay,
one
let's
for
see.
One. All right. Here we go. Here's the second one. That was gonna be easy, huh?
I know. It sounds like I should know it, but I don't know. Force is getting it right now. He's in
it.
Like
feels military to me.
Yeah.
It does. It feels a little military. It also feels like it could kind of be Disney a little bit, too, but like, I can't really. It's like a middle ground.
You remember what was out that time? You're right. You're right. You're very military.
Yeah. I'm surprised because I obviously didn't watch the show. I don't know.
I would watch it off and on.
Really?
Yeah.
Comedy, drama?
Half hour sitcom.
China Beach?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Major Dad.
That was CBS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did not watch Major Dad.
Channel 4 or ABC. Those are my two networks.
Yeah. CBS was not the.
CBS was once in a while.
Major Dad. That's a hard. That was a deep cut there.
Deep cut. All right. Here we go. Here's the next one.
I believe. Oh, yeah. Full House. No, it sounds like Full House.
It's a rare condition. It's an age to believe in the good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find.
Isn't that?
Well, then there must be some magic clue.
I don't know. They played this for Full House, didn't they?
No.
You're in the right neighborhood.
It's a tower of dreams.
Oh.
Real love bursting out of every scene.
They don't make them like they used to.
No, they don't.
They just went for it on these songs. Theme songs.
Oh, man, I can't.
Did I do that?
Why can't I be? Family Matters.
There you go.
Family Matters.
Oh, man, it sounded so much like Full House, I couldn't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Family Matters. I love that show.
That was great. Yeah, it was really
so good.
So good.
Did I do
yeah.
that? Oh, my God.
All right. I think this is pretty obvious. Yeah. Okay. So that's all we're going to play for that. That's all we need to play. Okay. Here's another one.
Right?
Yeah.
Broadway has a Broadway connection.
Had a second TV show also. On How He Met Somebody.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Oh, man.
Oh, and they just remade it with a female. I think Disney redid it with a female.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And they kind of rebranded it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds familiar. I've heard it.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, Doogie Howser?
Doogie Howser.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wanda was his love interest.
Yeah. Neil was actually on Mark and Brian at one point, and Brian called him Doogie. And he looked at Mark and goes, did he just call me Doogie?
Wow. His biography is a choose your own adventure.
Did he really?
You skip around like to go to the part the part of his life that you want to go to next.
Oh, that's funny.
It was like a really funny idea for a biography.
That's kind of cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
All right. I think these next two are going to be tough.
Okay.
This next one I loved because of who was in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You guys want the clue?
Sounds dramatic. Uh-huh.
She just won an Oscar.
Oh. Oh. John Ritter also? Or no?
No.
No.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But I don't know the show.
Called Anything But Love.
Not Hearts of Fire. Anything yeah. But Love. And who was the male?
Comedian.
Not Paul Reiser.
No. God.
I think I know the John Ritter sitcom that was.
I got to look it up real quick now.
What was the show called?
Anything But Love.
Anything But Love. I'm going to find it first. Richard Lewis?
Richard Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
2 seconds off.
Richard Lewis.
Richard Lewis,
that's
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
They were so good in that. So good. I love Jamie Lee Curtis in that.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Now, this one's going to be another tough one, I think.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Yo, yeah. This was a fun show.
Yeah.
This was one of those fun, like, every week you had something different.
Kind of like the new one.
Yeah, exactly. They stuck with the premise.
I don't know. What is it?
Quantum Leap.
Oh, okay. I never watched it.
Yeah.
And what's interesting, though, is that the new one refers to the original show every once in a while.
Oh, does
too.
It?
Yeah.
I wonder if they bring him, what's his name? Because he's on CSI or NCIS. What's his name? The original actor.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on a different kind of show now.
But. Right, yeah. NCIS, yeah. New Orleans.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to bring him because I don't remember if he ever made it home or not.
Yeah, that was the thing, is every week he would teleport to a different time period.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
He'd have to solve some, he'd have to fix something in that time period before he went to another time period.
Yeah.
And
he
was
bouncing
around.
Yeah.
Cool.
Taking quantum leaps.
All right.
Taking quantum leaps.
So, okay.
That's fun.
What would you like to do first? Would you like to hear the top songs of 1989? Or would you like to hear the number one song of 1989? Actually, you know what? We'll save that with the other ones.
Uh-huh.
Or would you like to hear the song that was played on the day that was number one on the day that you were born,
uh-huh.
along with the day that you were conceived, you know, when mom and dad banged it out?
Let's see. Which would make me more
comfortable? So romantically put. So eloquently put.
I have a feeling that you're going to share all of it, so...
But which one do you want first,
though? Let's go ahead and start with the first thing that you said.
So the top songs of the year.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Now, these are somewhat going in order from These are the top 100.
Okay.
I was up till 2 in the morning editing this thing for you, and oh my God, I wanted to play all 100 of them.
Sure.
But I couldn't. I will say it was a big year for rock. And pop.
Okay.
A few other things snuck in, but I think you'll be amazed by
this. That was kind of
like
when the transition was happening too, right? From like 80s rock music to like...
To grunge.
90s.
Grunge didn't happen for a few years.
No, I know. I'm just saying it was
evolving. The transition, like,
yeah.
into pop, the Mariah Carey thing, the Whitney Houston.
This one? I know the song, but what is it?
These are the top 100 of in 1989.
Okay. This is which rank?
This is the lowest. This is 100.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know the song.
Don Henley.
Oh, nice.
Okay. you do that thing in the dance.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
You've been hit by, you've been hit by a smooth criminal.
Album of that year.
Oh yeah, I did. I read that.
New Jersey came out that year. Bon Jovi.
This is my favorite Aerosmith song.
I love it.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
No.
Oh, it's so fun. It is fun. By Tiffany. A buddy of mine wrote this song.
Really?
Stephen McClintock.
Yep.
Back to 1989, we're going through the top 100 songs that were the best of the 100. You don't remember this one?
I just know her one hit. Yeah, that she's from Norwalk.
In the place where you live.
Big time R.E.M. song.
Oh, yeah. Like, this has got to be in the mix.
Yeah.
Now stand in the place where you were. Now face well. Think about the place where you live. Wonder why you haven't.
This was their first hit, wasn't it?
I think this was the first release, yeah.
Like their first single. I remember this in a Clint Eastwood movie, one of his Dirty Harry movies, and Jim Carrey was lip syncing it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, Guns N' Roses and Bon Jovi, these were the big years for them.
They are huge, yeah.
Love this song.
Great album. Future Illusion.
No, it was another EP thing that they did right after.
Yeah.
Right after Appetite for Destruction.
Videos. Teach you
everything that a boy should know. The Bangles.
It sounds familiar.
Ah, so good. I still have a hot for Susanna Hoffs.
Side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, funky Cole Medina.
Tone low.
Funky Cole Medina.
Skid Row.
This guy was in Jesus Christ Superstar at the La Mirada Theater, playing Jesus, I think.
Really?
And he screamed the entire time.
Oh, no.
The White Lion. One of their few big hits.
Year. Yeah, my brother got tickets to go see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is one of my favorite Tears for Fears songs. Feels like a Beatles song.
Yeah, true.
Like, this
late Beatles.
Yeah, like a
really cool.
Yeah.
Donny Osmond.
Donnie Osmond.
Soldier Love.
Wow.
Yeah.
When this song came out, they said it was a mystery artist because they were afraid. Oh, Donny Osmond. Oh, we can't play Donny Osmond.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they said it's a mystery artist. If you like it, tell us if you don't. Off of the Hysteria album. Now, so far, you haven't recognized the last five or six, huh?
I haven't.
So these are stuff that we grew up with.
Yeah.
So much better than Rock Lobster.
I love Rock Lobster.
Great White. This is where a lot of the hair bands were starting to have the last hurrah.
Get the haircut.
Bon Jovi again.
MTV was huge.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All these videos were like, they're like popping in my head right now. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How fun.
Oh, she does that Muffin Man song, right?
That's right. I take back those words that
hurt you, and you say. You've got a Cher impression.
I do.
Yeah.
I work on it from time to time.
This is his.
Oh, shoot, I can't remember now. That English.
That English?
Yeah. This is like a super group. You still have the hot girl, Susanna Hoffs?
I looked her up.
Oh, she's so hot.
Isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah.
I never saw her movie. She even got a movie when she was, like, during that heyday. Some kind of romantic comedy or something. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like a graduate or graduation outfit or something.
Something, yeah. Yeah.
Paul Carrick, great singer.
What is another tearjerker song?
If you ever also listened to Squeeze, Tempted by the same guy.
But Mike and the Mechanics.
Right.
Yeah.
Paul Carey.
Great voice. Because
it's too late. Matter of fact, he co-wrote one of the Eagles songs too, damn it. They'll come to me. But they did it on their Hell Freeze Is Over tour, the ballad that the bass player sings. Video hits me on this one because the video was so controversial.
Oh, right. She's in the church.
Right.
And, yeah, they were always trying to ban Madonna. Or cancel her, as they say today. Okay. These five words.
Bon Jovi one more time.
All over. All over.
I know this song's way too well. Words can't say what love can do. I'll be there for you. Listen to your heart.
Yeah.
Oh, Roxette.
When he's calling for you, listen to your heart.
I love them, though. They were so good.
Got the look.
That guy would just talk in the background.
Well, he sang a couple of leads, too, though.
Did he sing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Fit Guys.
Yeah, I don't hear anyone singing. I think the record scratched mid-performance, and they just ran off the stage because they didn't know what to do.
I know.
Like, that's how they got caught. Like, whatever it was started skipping, and then they just ran, and then they got busted.
Yikes.
But it's a good song, though.
Yeah, good album.
Oh, my buddy, I miss him. Warren, the great Jamie Lane, no longer with us. Great songwriter, too. Really good songwriter. No matter what your friends might say,
how I love the way you move. That's the one.
Yeah.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world?
I know this song because there was a commercial.
Was it?
Right? I think it was like a shaving cream or like makeup or something.
Yes.
She's got the look.
Yeah.
She's got the look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is my favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Debbie Gibson.
This is like my middle school dance playlist right here. This was like, oh, go ask her to dance. Go, go, go. Go. You know, when they play, you know.
See, I was already out of high school.
Yeah, you were right. This was like.
I was just a wee lamb.
Yeah.
Richard Marx, one more time.
Dance song.
Whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you.
Everybody, sing along.
Whatever it takes.
Wake up, Indiana.
Oh, how my heart breaks. I will be right here waiting for you.
Good one.
Girl, you know it's true.
You guys are so funny.
We're all dancing.
It's a dance jam.
They are. They're all dancing.
And Weird Al did a parody of both of their songs together. Funny. Paul Abdul, everybody.
That's right.
Another short-lived musical career. There.
Oh, yeah, she did.
But she made the most out of it.
Yeah.
All I give is every rose has its thorn.
This did go to number one for them. Their only number one hit.
Huge. Huge.
And he's still just
milking it.
Milking on that one song. I'm actually teaching my students how to play this song. Three chords, baby.
Oldie. Post New Edition, Bobby Brown.
All right, so there you go. Those were the biggest hits of 1989.
How cool.
The top 100. What song do you think, partner, was the biggest hit of the year?
Of that? Of the ones we just heard?
Well, just in general, of the year.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there was so many big ones.
Okay, because this was the 100 of end of the year.
Yeah.
So these were the top 100 songs of 1989.
Yeah.
There's only one left, a ballad.
Uh-huh. Of the one we mentioned, the Phil Collins one.
Nope.
No?
No.
I think I might have read it, so I'm...
Okay. Who do you think it is?
Is it Bette Midler?
No.
Oh, okay. Then I don't remember what... Then I was
this
reading.
This is the number one song of 1989.
Okay.
It won the, it took the prize home, but it just didn't hold up over the
Chicago
years.
Went from the great horn band of the 70s to the sappiest love songs of the 80s because of Peter Cetera.
This was like and stuff that, I would think my mom would listen to, and I'd just be like, oh, what is this?
But and as sappy as they are, they're so freaking good.
Were they Saturday in the Park?
Yeah.
They were that band, right?
Yeah.
So they had some good songs earlier.
Like I said, they went from a great horn band to this.
This is mom rock.
It is.
No offense to moms.
But I mean, but they had some of the biggest ballads
mom
in the 80s, though.
Was that a thing, or did you just make that up?
I don't know. I just feel like moms listen to this.
That's funny.
You know, they're just doing their thing.
I had my buddy's mom listen to Bon Jovi all the time. So.
Yeah.
But I mean, but this was the biggest wow. hit of 1989. Wow.
I vaguely remember this.
I totally remember this song. Because I just broke up with a girl. So, so I told her.
Oh,
it was a bad breakup. So
yikes.
Yeah,
I hope that you.
But then I found someone
now.
I really love.
Yeah.
So.
Yay.
Yeah.
It all worked out.
It did. So. Yeah.
Let's not trigger you by playing this any longer. All right. We just want to look out for you. And.
All right.
We also don't know it, so we're like.
Yeah.
So that was the number one song for 19.
I can't.
Now
believe
here
it.
Is. Now, do you want to guess what the number one song was when you were born?
Wow, I don't know.
I will tell you,
idea.
It is one of the songs that we did play in the medley.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was I singing to it?
Yes, you
I
were.
I was. Was it the Every Rose Has Its Thorn?
No, it wasn't.
That's what I would have guessed, too.
That's it? That's it.
Okay. Nope, as Mama was pushing you out. Come on. Oh, what the hell happened? Oh, that's right. Okay.
Life is oh, yay! Perfect. Everyone must
stand alone. Very holy and pure song
that's
for your
right.
for your
birth. For my birth.
Yes.
Here I am.
And look, Mama's going, we need a prayer.
A miracle.
Innocent and holy and yes. a miracle. Good one.
All right. That was the hit when you were born.
Wow.
The day you were born.
Right. Okay.
You want to take a guess on
no.
When Mommy and Daddy were in the back seat knocking
it
out.
I do not want to guess. I want this to be the shortest segment of the day.
Well, here we go.
Blame it on the rain?
No.
You know, they had to stay in because it was raining outside and no?
No?
Okay. Don't let it be that Chicago song.
No, because it had to be the year before.
Oh, it'd have been 9 months. Okay, I don't.
Yeah, 9 months before, not 9 months after.
All right.
We've talked about this artist a couple of times already.
Oh, boy.
This is definitely a song you probably danced at in middle school.
Or watched people dance from the wall.
Oh,
look, shadow puppets.
They're dancing. What is it?
They're doing something else, too.
Oh, look, they're dancing.
Just when I believe.
Old Richie Marx.
I couldn't ever
yep.
yeah. want for more.
He's pretty funny on Twitter, if you ever follow him.
Oh, he's
him.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he's really funny.
This ever-changing world pushes me through another door.
You know Richard Marx?
I've heard the name.
Yeah. Piano ballad guy.
Yeah.
And
and my mind could not erase the beauty of your face. Just for a while, won't you let me shelter you?
She's thinking still.
Hold on to the night.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, the chorus. Yeah,
yeah, that's why I was waiting. I was like, I'll wait for the chorus.
Hold on to.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I wish that I could give you something more.
Oh, wait, I just did.
That I could be yours.
Just waiting. Just waiting.
Gotta admit, this is a great song to knock boots with.
Okay.
It's in that part of the movie when the couple breaks up and they're just they're walking alone and thinking on the past, reflecting. Before they get back
like,
together.
Yeah, montage.
Yeah, montage. Yeah.
Wanting each other again.
You know. Yeah.
So.
So well, isn't that special?
She really white knuckled it through that one. Just like.
Holding on to my knees. It's like, okay.
Thank God it wasn't funky cold Medina. That's all I have to say. You did good, though, kiddo.
Thank you.
You did good. So happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Hope you enjoyed the
very
show.
Very much. Yeah. I did. This was so fun.
And you didn't finish your drink.
I didn't. I have to safely drive home.
She has to make it to another year.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Thanks. Jesus. Oh, my God.
So, in a good way.
Yeah. In a good way. Yep.
Throw up. Don't do that.
No, I won't.
All right, then. Well, that is going to wrap it up for us today.
Yay, me!
Have a great day Tuesday and all the rest of the week, too.
Thank you.
Because you're just older, baby.
I know, that's right. Not old.
Just older.
I'll remember that.
There you go.
When I see these lines on my face.
Alrighty, guys. Show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram. Find us at Your Weekly Dose 1.
I'm on Instagram at Hartle Theater, or check out the movie at freelunchthemovie.com.
I'm on Instagram at Camlyn Jackson and on TikTok at It's Camlyn Jackson.
And if you guys want to find me anywhere on social media, just look up Sean R. Unplugged. And remember, guys, Los Alamitos need your help. So go to our Facebook page and look at the ABC News story that we got going on and click also on to the GoFundMe page and donate anything, guys. $5, $2. We've had actually a couple of people donate $500. Thank you to them.
Yeah.
And a lot of 100 people. So they're being very, very generous. So we thank you guys all because we want to come out and see you in Indiana. So we want to be there for you guys. All right. In the meantime, have a good one. Be good to each other and take care of yourselves. And happy birthday, Marie.
Yay. Yay. Secrets that will take to the grave. Standing here shoulder to shoulder.
Today is brought to you by the letter M and the number 34.
Hiya! Me, Cookie Monster, and me here, it's very important day! It's your birthday! And me got you a very special treat! Cookies! Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy! Nummy, nummy! Wait a minute! Me have to sing you super special birthday song! Music! M is for Marie, that's good enough for me. M is for Marie, that's good enough for me. It's Marie's birthday and Marie starts with M. Let's celebrate Marie again. That's right. Whose birthday is it?
Marie's!
Oh, yeah. M
M is for Marie, that's good enough for me. M is for Marie, that's good enough for me. It's Marie's birthday and Marie starts with M. Let's celebrate Marie again. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, happy birthday. Now it's time to celebrate with cookies. This one for you, and this one for me.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.